Control of the capital. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukrainian troops are retaking territory, even as Russian forces leave booby-trapped explosives.
Officials in Ukraine say their forces have retaken control of areas near Kyiv. President Zelensky says Russian troops are creating, quote, a catastrophic situation as they withdraw, leaving explosive mines around homes and even inside bodies. Just hours ago, Zelensky said his country's forces are continuing to regain control of areas near Kyiv and Chernihiv and are strengthening their defenses in the east. Zelensky says he believes Russia's goal now is to seize the Donbas region and the southern part of the country.
Fox's John Scott. The ex-boyfriend of missing mother Cassie Carley was arrested in Tennessee. Police say Marcus Benevello was taken into custody on charges of tampering with evidence and giving false information. Carley was last seen in Florida almost a week ago while meeting Benevello in a restaurant parking lot. The couple's four-year-old daughter is safe. Next month, the CDC is repealing an immigration policy that expels migrants at the border to protect against the spread of COVID-19.
In March alone, over 62,000 migrants evaded agents. And since October, there have been more than 300,000 known gotaways. To put that in perspective, in the entire 2021 fiscal year, there were 400,000. Without Title 42, the National Border Patrol Council president predicts mayhem.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, human rights groups criticized the Title 42 policy, saying it's too broad and violates international asylum law. Kansas is back in the NCAA championship game for the first time in a decade. The Jayhawks beat Villanova 81-65 and will now face North Carolina or Duke for the national title. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Border Patrol is overwhelmed at the U.S.-Mexico border with another migrant surge.
The illegal crossings are nonstop. In Eagle Pass and Del Rio sector, just before we drove down here to where we are in the Rio Grande Valley, dozens of migrants crossing the Rio Grande illegally and walking right into Eagle Pass. That sector, very busy. More than 1,600 apprehensions in just the last 24 hours. Most in that group told me they were from Cuba. Big-time human smuggling bust in Dimmitt County by Texas DPS. 76 migrants being smuggled in the back of some sort of a gravel trailer. Almost all of those migrants, single adult men. The driver was a man from Honduras in the country illegally. He had a lengthy criminal record. I'm told he had meth on him. He was later arrested and charged for human smuggling.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Texas. President Biden commissioned a nuclear attack submarine at the dock in Wilmington, Delaware. The commissioning of the USS Delaware was delayed 2 years because of the pandemic. Actor Will Smith resigned from the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences after slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars last weekend.
In a statement, Smith announced his resignation and called his action shocking, painful, and inexcusable. He said, quote, I have directly responded to the Academy's disciplinary hearing notice, and I will fully accept any and all consequences for my conduct. Change takes time, and I'm committed to doing the work to ensure that I never again allow violence to overtake reason. In a statement, the Academy's president said they accept Smith's resignation and will continue to move forward with their disciplinary proceedings against Mr. Smith for violation of the Academy standards of conduct in advance of their next scheduled board meeting.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Another Broadway show is temporarily halted due to COVID-19. Daniel Craig tested positive, canceling performances of Macbeth. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.